Mike Munger has no political pedigree. He's never even held elected office, though he's hoping that'll change one of these days. But he's the first to admit it's an uphill battle for a third-party candidate. He's a libertarian, a political philosophy a lot of people don't really understand.
Libertarians tend to be what most people would say is liberal on social issues and conservative on economic issues. I actually would say that we're pretty consistent. We're for individual responsibility and individual self-ownership.
When he's not out on the campaign trail, Munger's at Duke University, where he chairs the political science department. Before Duke, he was on the faculty at UNC Chapel Hill. He first came to North Carolina for college. He did his undergrad work at Davidson. He has a PhD in economics from Washington University in St. Louis. Munger likes to call himself a recovering Republican. He's got the credentials to prove it. He worked as an economist for the Federal Trade Commission under Ronald Reagan. But he thinks the party abandoned its roots.
The Patriot Act, the war, the huge increase in government spending made me say, not only can I not just vote, I'm going to have to run for office. I'm going to have to stand up and take the positions that I think are important because neither side is taking them here in this state.
Some of those issues aren't being talked about because the major party candidates pretty much agree on them, like corporate incentives. Republican Pat McCrory and Democrat Bev Perdue both support incentives to bring new businesses into the state. Munger thinks the money would be better spent helping small businesses grow.
Let's take a kind of farming approach where many different things grow in ways we can't predict, where the individual creativity and entrepreneurship of North Carolina citizens is allowed to work, rather than say, let's pay $230 million to Google to have them come to Lenore to bring 70 or 80 jobs.
Perdue and McCrory aren't saying much about immigration either. They agree it's a federal problem, and they both say illegal immigrants should not be allowed into the state's community colleges. But Munger says anyone who lives in the state and pays taxes is entitled to the same benefits as any other resident.
People say, well, but they're illegal. What part of illegal don't you understand? My answer would be, what part of stupid law don't you understand? It's a really bad law that says people who want to live here and become part of the American dream are not allowed to simply because we have some kind of quota.
Munger says the federal government should issue more green cards to help people enter the country legally. And he says keeping immigrants out of college is not in the state's best interest.
Now, we can say what we would really prefer is to ensure an underclass, a group of people who have no hope of bettering their economic situation, who are going to fall prey to recruitment by gangs, who are going to sell drugs and who are going to commit crimes. Or we can say we'd like for them to be assimilated and become part of a workforce that's going to pay taxes and who are going to create economic development in North Carolina.
Some of the issues Munger cares most about haven't even shown up in this year's campaign. One is the death penalty. Munger wants to abolish it. He says it's barbaric.
But even if you think that there is something just about the death penalty in principle, the way that North Carolina enforces it, I think, violates basic principles of equal protection. A wealthy person, honestly, with light-colored skin, is very unlikely to be executed. So I don't see why the decision to carry out the death penalty should be based on skin tone, background, IQ, because a lot of the people are retarded, or on economic background.
Another key part of Munger's platform is same-sex marriage. He says civil marriage is an economic institution, so all citizens should have equal access to it.
It's the basis of family. It's the basis of stability. It's the basis of all sorts of insurance and other kind of survivor benefits. I think it's an economic contract, and the state can't deny that to anybody based on some moral criterion because people have religious values. I admire religious values. I have them myself. They belong in church.
Munger knows that's an unpopular position in North Carolina, but as a libertarian, he's used to being in the minority. He says leading Duke's political science department for 10 years has given him plenty of experience working across the political spectrum. He says his third-party status makes him neutral, and that could make him a more effective governor.
I would try to get people up front to understand that we need to come up with a solution that works for the people, not for one party or the other. And I actually think because I'm not from one of the two state-sponsored parties, people would have the sense they could work with me without creating too much of a benefit for the other side.
If adding a third party could cure partisan gridlock, you might be wondering why the idea hasn't caught on. Well, the short answer is that Republicans and Democrats don't really like competition. North Carolina had some of the strictest ballot access laws in the country up until 2006, when advocacy groups launched a successful push for reform. Even so, the Libertarians still had to spend $250,000 and gather more than 100,000 signatures just to put Munger on the ballot this year. But if he gets just 2% of the vote, his party is guaranteed a spot in 2012.
Since I just need 2%, your vote really counts if you vote for me. Because that means that I'll be here making trouble, raising issues that people care about, forcing them to confront things that neither of the two state-sponsored parties are comfortable answering questions about. So a vote for me actually counts a whole lot more than it does for either of the other two candidates.
John Thompson thinks Munger might just pull it off. Thompson leads the North Carolina Center for Voter Education.
You know, you see him at around 4 to 5% in some polls, and I think a lot of things are kind of shaken down now where a guy like Munger, I think, is showing people that, hey, here's a fresh face. He's got some new ideas.
Thompson says a lot of smaller races only have one candidate because the other major party decided not to challenge. He says third-party candidates can offer voters more choice, assuming they can get on the ballot.
We can go to the grocery store and pick from 10 types of ketchup, but when we go to the ballot box, it's very difficult to pick from more than just two types of candidates. So I think we're making steps in the right direction to create more of a choice at the ballot, but I don't think we've gone far enough.
Mike Munger is in Murphy this morning for the beginning of a statewide tour. He's planning to shake hands all the way down U.S. 64 and finish it with a jump in the ocean near Manteo. Laura Leslie, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.